Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
I want to talk to Ben Wilcox. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Ryan.
It's nice to talk to you from the UK. What part of the UK are you in?
I'm in Norfolk, the opposite side from you.
And is the sun shining?
No, it's very cloudy and it's been very raining a lot.
And you need to come over here then, because we've got the sunshine over this part of the world, which is lovely. We're talking to you, Ben, because you're a dwarf.
Yep.
How old are you?
I'm 30.
30 years old. And you are one of those guys that I'll see on the internet or on TV or whatever it might be, kind of chained or attached or handcuffed, really, to a stag at a do. How did you end up doing that as a living?
Basically, I saw a couple of ads on Facebook saying that they're looking for dwarfs to star in movies and commercials. So I applied to that, and I went for a couple of interviews and auditions, and I ended up meeting other dwarfs, obviously.
Yeah.
And basically, they were telling me at the point when I was on an audition for a TV series, and they said, have you ever heard about that you can do stag and hen parties? And obviously, I'd never have. But they gave me a telephone number, which I rang, and then that week I had a job attached to a stag.
Tell us about that first occasion, because it's a different type of working night to most. So what happens? What was the routine that night?
I didn't know what I was getting myself into. So basically, I turned up. I was dressed as Batman, and the stag was dressed as Robin. When I turned up, they said they just wanted me to handcuff me to them for 3 hours, which I didn't know what was going to happen, so I'd done it. And then next thing you know, we were just all friends and partying on and had a great, really, really great night, actually.
Good. So you enjoyed the company of the lads. They were respectful to you, I hope.
Yep, the first group was very respectable.
Yeah, good. Because I understand that it's not always that way. People getting hammered and then they get abusive or aggressive. Give us an example of the kind of when it goes a little wrong.
I've joined a group that are they've been drinking all day pretty much. And when I was dressed as a leprechaun.
Oh.
And one of the lads in the group, there was about 35, 40 lads, and one of them was kicking me when I couldn't see who was kicking me, because there's a group of, and obviously I'm butt height, if you know what I mean, like bum height.
Yeah.
Basically, one of them kept on kicking me, and I couldn't see where, and I told the stag who I was handcuffed to, and he actually caught him and effing and blinded at him and told him if he does that again, the night would be over and I'd have to leave, which they are the rules.
There are rules, are there?
There are. I have mainly like three mainly rules. Treat me well. Buy my drinks and food when you buy your drinks and food. And just no abusing me, really, is the main three rules.
Why do people feel inclined to be abusive towards you, I wonder? I mean, and treating you like some class of...
Well, that's the whole thing, because I'm the gimmick for the night. I'm the attention grabber for everyone that's hired me, which it does bring a lot of attention to the group. And I don't know, some people have just probably had one too many.
Yeah. And they started acting up. This business of you dressing up, you mentioned you were Batman to the stags, Robin. Any other peculiar requests on the stags' behalf?
I have Mr. T, a Smurf, Oompa Loompa. Basically, I've been a pirate, a police officer, whatever they want. If they give me enough time, I can arrange the costume.
Yeah. And and you're okay with all of that, obviously?
Yeah, sure.
That's all part of it. So what would you charge for an hour's handcuff?
The standard fee is at £100 for an hour. But if they book me for 6 hours, they get it for £450.
And have you ever been handcuffed to somebody for over 6 hours or for 6 hours?
Yes, and some of the groups have been so great, I've actually stayed on for longer, for like 9, 10 hours.
Handcuffed?
Yep.
Okay, now the obvious questions, toilet. Stag wants to go to the toilet, you're handcuffed to him, what happens?
Yeah, well, the group want me, obviously, to stay handcuffed to the stag. So if he goes for, like, a wee or whatever, I'll just stand behind him with the handcuffs. so like I can't see anything really. But if he wants a number two, I'll have rules that I ain't going to let him go because I don't want to be in the cubicle while he's doing his thing.
If people are, you know, when they have a few drinks on, they might become curious about you as a dwarf. And probably what? Do they start asking questions or do they kind of, are they a bit pushy about you? You know, I want a photograph, get in here, that kind of thing.
Well, that's going to happen. Obviously, everyone comes up for photographs. If they're not in the group, I'll ask them to buy the stag a drink or give him £3 so he can buy his own drink, which makes the stag a lot happier because he ends up getting free drinks. But if the stag party start being abusive and say get a photo with the midget or whatever, technically that's politically incorrect. So I will say, technically, mate, I am a gotochondroplasia, which is a type of dwarfism, and midget is like a tiny normal person that's in proportion. But I will say to them, my parents are normal height, so you have to be careful because it might actually happen to you. You could have a dwarf child.
Yeah, that's really good, isn't it? I mean, that's smart. You're educating them and tell them to cop the hell on.
Yeah.
What about people on your behalf, that are people of regular height like myself, but people on your behalf will take, will be angry, I suppose, that you would be exploited. You know, will take up your cause, even though you're voluntarily doing this for a living. People say, how could you put yourself through that? It sounds demeaning. You must be demented to do such a thing. What do you say to that?
Really enjoy myself, so if you can find a job that you really enjoy, why not keep with it? There are politically correct people that will say I am demeaning the dwarf or nothing.
Yeah.
But technically, I'm in character. I'm in a costume. I've got makeup on. I'm doing acting. I'm not that person when I'm out of costume. So I'm being basically an actor attached to their arm.
So you don't particularly need or want people to defend your honour then?
Not really. No, I personally love this type of work.
Yeah.
I've met some cracking people, been to some extraordinary places, and it's if you find something that you can use your own uniqueness to, why not?
Why not? Indeed, we had a bit of a kerfuffle in this country recently when somebody used the word midget while referring to a dwarf. And we spoke to a lovely woman who was the mother of a young man who was a dwarf, and she was telling us how hurtful that word is. I think a lot of people wouldn't be aware as to how powerful and unpleasant that word midget is when used in reference to dwarfs.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. When I was very younger and people used to say that word to me, I would always try and correct them as well and say, look, I am not. But I do have a lot of friends who really hate that word and it really hurts their feelings. So I am, personally, I don't mind the word to me, it's just a word. But I am trying to educate while I'm on the thing, please don't call me this because other people will find it offensive.
Can I ask you worst thing, best thing then, Ben? Worst thing about being a dwarf is?
Reaching stuff in supermarkets.
Practical, yes. That's pretty annoying. Anything else?
That's about it, really.
Okay. Best thing?
Best thing, get a lot of attention, obviously. I eat less. It costs less. I personally love being a dwarf. I'm more unique. Everyone wants to be different. Everyone always goes out and buys a new something different from everyone else to stand out. Yet, I'm born different, so I appreciate it.
All right, Ben, it's been good to talk to you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks for your time this morning. That's Ben Wilcox. He is obviously from the UK, and he is known as Little Ben as well. So that's his story.